This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And the Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply, Leila Goulet from Wildlife Safari. And who'd you bring with you this morning?
We brought our newest educator, Jane Marino, here.
Hello. Nice to meet you guys.
So you've got a big event coming up, Leila, for Valentine's Night. Talk about that.
Yeah, this is going to be really fun. It's actually the first time we've ever done this, and it is on Valentine's, so Friday, February 14th. It's a Valentine's Day dinner in our new Cheryl Ford Center. So it's a beautiful new center with awesome Italian food. We got beer, wine, champagne, everything you could think of. It's $75 a couple, $40 for a single person, and the really awesome part about this is that if you have kids, you could bring them along, and we have a special camp for them that we will be running.
Wow. So what's going to happen with the kids camp?
Yeah, so basically we are going to be having lots of animal-themed activities. We're going to be providing them dinner, so there will be a pizza dinner, so they'll get fed as well, and then we'll have some meet and greets with some animals and make some, you know, Valentine's crafts for the kids and animals.
I know you guys are working on a lot of events. The new Cheryl Ford Center, I was in the first time right around Thanksgiving, and it doesn't even look like the same room.
It's amazing. It's so beautiful. It's so bright. We have all these new windows. Everything is just, it's so awesome. And it's available for rental as well. So it's already getting booked up a lot for, we had a bunch of holiday parties. We have some stuff coming up in the spring and summer. So yeah, if you go on our website at wildlifesafari.net/rentals, you could check that out for renting our new center.
So how did you get into education work at Wildlife Safari?
Me, I have been working with animals in education for about 10 years. I'm originally from Ohio, was working at the Columbus Zoo there, and I've just always loved animals and talking to people. So it's a really nice way to combine kind of both of my passions, and it's a really unique field, so I love it.
How did you get from the Columbus Zoo to being in Roseburg?
It's a good question. I get asked that a lot. I moved to Southern California about 6 years ago to work at a vet hospital and volunteer at the zoos there. And then I saw a post for this job about 6 or 7 months ago and got contacted, flew out here for an interview, and I actually fell in love. Grew up in a really small town, so Roseburg's a pretty awesome fit for me, and I can't beat the views. It's beautiful here.
But until you came up to check this thing out, you'd never been here?
Nope, correct.
Wow. Had you already heard about Wildlife Safari?
Yeah, I have. It's pretty renowned in the zoo industry. They're the world's world leader in cheetah conservation and breeding. So yeah, I had known a bit about it and was really interested in coming up to check it out.
So what are you looking forward to doing with your position?
I'm really interested in just learning how the camps are run here, meeting a lot of the local people. It's really cool that you get to see a lot of the members come back to the zoo and Wildlife Safari from time to time. So just kind of getting to know the community and kind of what Wildlife Safari's role in that is here.
So how long have you been on the job?
It's about 2 weeks now, so pretty new.
So bringing her in.
So there are questions that I could ask you that you don't have the answer for yet.
Exactly.
I already told her about your fear of chickens, Kyle.
Oh, great.
I'm going to bring one next time just for you.
That's foul. So you haven't even probably gotten around to see everything there yet. I mean,
no,
there's so much.
I'm still exploring, so yeah. Any suggestions?
Yeah, have you done like a couple drive-thrus yet? Gone through that whole area?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So,
but I mean, you see different things every time you go through. So it's just a long process. So Leila, how does this hazing, I mean, this new, how do you, when you have a new employee like this, what's the process of getting her up to speed on everything?
Yeah, we put her through the ringer. You know, we make her go on the radio within 2 weeks of starting her position with you, Kyle. So that's always, you know, putting her through the ringer right there.
That's hazing itself.
Yeah, we train them, you know, slowly but surely to get to work with the animals, get the animals used to her. And yeah, so far it's a really, really great fit. We're really excited.
So is this the first time you've done a Valentine's type event?
It is here, and we also have another Valentine themed event, which is really fun. On February 1st at Backside Brewery, we're actually doing a speed dating. So it's the first time we've ever done that. We're really, really encouraging people to come out. It's only $10 in advance. You fill out a little questionnaire, and then we match you with your perfect match. Looking forward to having some guys come out as well. Don't be shy, everyone. Come on out and participate in a really good cause. All our proceeds are going to our Gibbon house. So we're building brand new house for our Gibbons. And so, you know, you might meet your perfect maybe while donating to a really good cause at Backside, and that is February 1st starting at 5:30.
So are you going to have animals out at this event?
Probably not for this one in particular. So no.
Just, it may depend on the type of people.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. But it's fun. It's only $10. It comes with a free drink and a free raffle ticket where you could win pasta safari, wine glasses, things like that. And then, you know, if your dates go well, you could take them on a second date to safari or even to our Valentine's Day event on the 14th.
And this Valentine's event works out really well for a lot of people too, for this kind of an event and having the kids option, because it's also on a Friday night.
Exactly. Yeah, we really like the idea of being able to take care of the kids while, you know, teach them some animal themed stuff while, you know, you're going out with your loved one and having a good dinner.
So how many people can you seat at dinner there in that Cheryl Ford Center?
I would say about 150, maybe, you know, I think it holds about 200 if you're standing as well. For our Christmas events, they were pretty packed. It was really fun. We had our Christmas shows and stuff, but no, it's a really, really comfortable space, and we have the ability to move around tables and everything, and it's really beautiful once it's all decorated and ready for an event.
So how do people get signed up for this Valentine's Wild Night event?
Yeah, so if you just go to wildlifesafari.net, all of the information is up there. If you want to do any rentals as well, that's wildlifesafari.net/rentals. And then for the speed dating as well, everything is up on that same website. So super easy. Just go to wildlifesafari.net for all information.
All right, ladies, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having us.
All right, 8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builder Supply.